This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Lee, listening in Memphis. Hi, Lee.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Can you give me your impression about what the Lord's Supper is really all about? And, you know, if there's another source in the Bible that disputes it or confirms it as the body of Christ?
Well, you know, I do take strong issue with the doctrine of transubstantiation, which is, you allude to, teaches that the substance of the bread and the wine is actually transformed into the literal body, blood, and even the divinity of Jesus Christ during the Mass. And I would say while the bread and the wine take on special significance during communion, they certainly do not change, either visibly or invisibly, into Christ's actual body and blood. And when Jesus referred to the bread and wine as his body and his blood, he wasn't talking about this in a literal sense. We believe that Christ is truly present during communion, but we can't go along with this notion of transubstantiation. And therefore, there's a dialogue between Protestants and Catholics on this basis, and we sincerely hope and pray that these issues, these debates, can be held in a biblical, edifying fashion. How you conduct communion at the end of the day is not the real issue. The real issue is whether or not you've been born again spiritually through the finished work of Jesus Christ alone. And so the Catholics have their transubstantiation. The Lutherans believe that Christ is sacramentally present in communion. The Reformed believe Christ is spiritually present. So there's a difference between Lutherans and Reformed, just as there is between Reformed and Catholic and Lutheran and Catholic. And then there's the memorialist view, a memorial or remembrance of fellowship of believers. So I think there are some points to remember. Apart from true faith, participation in the Lord's Supper is destructive. I would like to emphasize that. You can't be cavalier about partaking in the Lord's Supper. And we have to examine ourselves, confess our sins, and focus on the meaning of Christ's sacrifice, and recognize that communion is the chief expression of the oneness we share as a community of believers, not based on denominations, but based on having a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that brings us into this community of faith. Our fellowship through communion is a foretaste of the heavenly fellowship we will one day share, and I'm absolutely certain that there are Catholic brothers and sisters that I will share that eternal communion with, those who believe in the finished work of Jesus Christ alone.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.